这边就会见到第八是 surprising joy。
Why don't we turn to your families and friends and church members next to you and turn to them and say, joy to your family, the Lord has come. Before I start my sermon, we're going to watch this very short clip on YouTube, and let's see this before I deliver the message.
刚到以前，咱先看一段的影片。
The Jackson County Sheriff's Department was out looking for people.And when they spotted a subject, they went after him in a sting operation, the likes of which this country has never seen.
Hello, ma'am. What? Your vehicle was targeted.
What do you mean? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
What made this operation especially unusual was the man behind it.
Good morning.
A fellow in a red hat, known to these men only as Secret Santa.
We got a mission today to go out and do random acts of kindness.
Every year, this anonymous, wealthy businessman gives out about $100,000 worth of $100 bills to random strangers.
But
this year, instead of doing it all himself, he deputized these deputies to give away much of it.
We'll start with 1,000.
And so, armed to the teeth with Benjamins, the officers went out to do Santa's bidding.
On a red and color Chevy Cavalier.
They specifically went after people they thought would appreciate it most. Cars driving while dented or out on Bondo.Were likely targets.
Merry Christmas.
You're kidding.
See that?
Yes. Oh my God, no!
Most people weren't just blown away.
Thank you so much.
Most people were brought to tears.
Would that make your day better?
Their reactions, a combination of really needing the money.
Are you serious right now?
And being caught so off guard.
Hello. You just looked straight at me and turned around and pulled me over with no cause. Hold on.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good until you pulled me over.
Okay. Well, on behalf of Secret Santa, he wants you to have this. Okay?
Jessica Rodriguez, a mother of three, told the deputy he saved her Christmas.
I wasn't going to be able to get my kids anything.
Well, I hope you may be able to get your kids something with
As always, moments like that are the main mission here.
All right, you have a good holiday season.
But this year, Secret Santa also had a secret agenda.
What do you want the officers to get out of this?
Joy. You know, as tough as they are, they have hearts that are bigger than the world.
Let's face it, it hasn't been a good year for law enforcement.
Copy, thank you.
But for the vast majority of decent officers who will never make headlines,Secret Santa offered this gift.
Appreciate it, man.
Can I help out?
A chance to be the bearer of good news for a change.
Congratulations.
A chance to really help the homeless. To thank the law abiders. To see hands up in celebration. And then be assaulted in the best possible way. There were a lot of hugs. Our body cameras took a real beating. But it was worth it. Just to see people trust again.And to see cops
You're welcome.
Surrender.
You have a good holiday.
Earlier this month, in Kansas City, Missouri, the Jackson...
Joy is like treasure. We all want to have it. Joy brings meaning in our lives, but it's also not very easy to find.Sometimes we can't have joy because our circumstances are just too difficult. Perhaps we have too much deadlines to meet or too much work to take care of. And sometimes our children are too busy and so are the parents, and so we are separated by the busyness of our lives. So we look forward to these holidays to take a break from our busy daily lives, and we all need a break, right?
So this time, when we're doing the holiday, we hope we have a holiday time.
But sometimes, even when holidays do come, we still can't find joy. Why is that? Part of the reason is that we lose focus on what joy is and where to find it. In the video you just saw, there were many surprises. I think the sheriffs were surprised at the public reaction. I also think that citizens of that town were very surprised. Why? Because they experienced joy, and they found the joy in unexpected places. In today's scripture reading, we find three things we can learn about what joy is not, and those are: joy does not come in the most perfect circumstances. Joy is not found in things that we accumulate. We cannot find joy without God. And there are three things that we can learn about what joy is, and those are: joy is found in relationships. The best kind of joy is when we receive it unexpectedly. Perfect joy comes only from God, because He is the creator of joy. Okay, so first, what joy is not? Joy is not found in the most perfect circumstances. What was the circumstance in which Joseph and Mary were preparing to give birth to Jesus Christ? They were running from Herod like they were criminals or something. Herod wanted to kill all the firstborn sons because he heard that the great king is about to be born. It was a cold winter, so they were traveling in a miserable condition, and they traveled far from their home. They didn't even have an inn, so baby Jesus was to be born in a barn with animals and was received in a manger wrapped in swaddling cloth, which was just as rough as potato sack. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus were all in horrible circumstances. Their circumstance almost took their joy away. But when Jesus was born, many were overjoyed with the birth of the Messiah. And no bitter circumstance could take away the power of joy. I remember one winter when my mother and I were celebrating Christmas by ourselves. We didn't have much money to do anything extravagant. We didn't even have money to go out to dinner. I wasn't old enough to make any money, and it was tough for my mother to make much money. I gathered some money to buy her flowers, and she made some soup. Although I had lots of arguments with my mother growing up, that night on Christmas Day, we had joy. Just the two of us shared joy with each other.
I 啊，阮妈妈煮一碗小小的汤。虽然我迄个时阵甲阮妈妈时常会争吵，但是呢，迄暗伫 Christmas Day， 阮真欢喜，因为阮有 each other 哈。
The circumstance didn't allow it, but that didn't matter because we had each other to celebrate Christmas with one bouquet of flowers and two bowls of soup. That's all we needed.
迄个时阵环境的关系，虽然阮无法度做真济代志，但是迄暗一杯花，两碗小小的汤。
Second, joy is not found in things. There are no parts of the Bible when it describes anyone having joy because they had so many things. Bible describes joy when people have salvation. They have joy when they repent from their sin. They find joy in knowing Christ. They find joy in worshiping, but never found joy in having so much things.
聖經中並無記載講你會使對物質裡底得到喜樂，但是聖經中有記載講你的喜樂會是得到拯救的時陣，你會得到喜樂。在罪惡中犯罪的時陣，你得到喜樂；在你認捌基督的時陣，你得到喜樂；在敬拜中得到喜樂。但是唔是講你有真濟物件先會得到喜樂。
In today's video, do you think that those people were overjoyed because they could finally buy something for themselves? No, most of those people cry because now they have money to buy something for their kids or for somebody else. Even little children know that they can't find joy in things. When Matthew, my son, he was 5 years old, I asked him this question. Hey, Matthew, if you could have all the toys in the world, or have daddy, what would you have? I really expected him to say toys because he was so little. But much to my surprise, he said, you, daddy, of course. And I asked why. He said, because you're my daddy.
He was so small, I thought he was going to say toys or toys. But he was so surprised. He said, I'm going to say you. And I asked him, why are you going to say daddy instead of a toy? He said, because
you see, even little kids know that playing with toys is not having joy. It's entertainment and fun. We are not created by God to have joy in things. God created us to find joy in Him, with our loved one, not in bigger homes, not better cars, not newer clothes, or a better degree. Thirdly, we cannot have joy without God. Trying to find joy without knowing God is like eating noodles without chopsticks. It's like taking shower without water. It's like taking SAT without memorizing vocabulary. It's like trying to fly without wings. It's like making coffee without coffee bean.
就是跟他讲，你刚才要考高中的 SAT 的时候，你拢无记这个单字，还是讲你想要背，但是无你的识，还是讲你想要泡咖啡，但是无咖啡豆。
In other words, it's impossible to experience true joy without knowing God. We can have hints of what joy might be, but we can never know the fullness of what joy is.
咱若唔捌上帝，咱要找到真正的喜乐，迄是无可能。有当时咱想讲咱找到 joy， 但迄毋是真正的喜乐。
A feral child is a term used to describe a child that was lost in the wilderness and raised by animals.
迄个野生的囡仔，就是讲啊，伊伫旷野中叛变，啊，但是去有野生的这个野兽来饲大。
There are some reports of these kinds of children that were lost at a very young age and found several years later.
有一挂报道，就是讲有一挂囡仔真正是叛变伫这个旷野中，啊，互一挂这个野兽呢，啊来饲大。
A feral child is often raised by wild animals such as wolves.A pack of wolves smell the scent on the child and is not threatening, and they start taking care of the child.
就跟他讲，有当时啊，可能这个囡仔去予这个豺狼啊吹掉，啊，这一群的豺狼骗到这个囡仔，若讲无这个无啥物问题，啊，伊就会甲带转去，啊，去甲饲。
The child grows up in an environment without human interaction. This means they lack the proper social skills and emotional interaction.
因为这挂囡仔甲人类无接触的环境。所以无正常的社交的能力，也无感情的沟通。
When the child is found, he has to learn how to behave like human, because he is so accustomed to behaving like a wolf. And if the child is left to be among the wolves, he will never experience human emotion.
伊即个囡仔转来时阵，伊就要重新来学习，因为伊甲即个动物做伙，伊敢若知影讲安怎成做动物，但是要成做一个人，伊就要重新过来一遍。
That might be an extreme example, but it shows that people need God. We need each other. We need God, the creator of all our human emotions.
虽然这个是一个真特殊的例，但是这个给咱一个真清楚，就是讲吼，咱人需要上帝，因为上帝是创造咱感情的这个创造者，咱都爱知影这个 joy 从耶稣内底，伊有这个喜乐，伊有生气，啊，伊有。
Okay. Jesus showed much joy as well as anger and sadness, and these are all God-given emotions, and therefore if we don't know God, we cannot also know the true meaning of joy.
So we know that even though Jesus was a man, he had a man's feeling in his heart. So if we don't know God, we cannot really understand the true meaning of joy.
Okay, then now what is joy?Okay, the first is joy is found only in relationships.
喜乐是啥物呢？第一就是讲喜乐是干那会在对咱的关系中来找到。
When King David sinned against God by sleeping with Bathsheba and killing her husband, he lost his relationship with God. Then, when he knew that his sin was so great, he prayed to God, saying, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and renew a right spirit within me."
代表因为甲伯西巴同房啊，佮将伯西巴的翁杀害，这个时阵得罪到上帝。伊迄个时阵，伊就失去甲上帝好的关系。伊迄个时阵，知影伊家己唔对，伊安尼祈祷讲吼：主啊，将你拯救的喜乐，佮一摆赐予我，恢复我正直的心灵。
He is known to be a man after God's own heart. He had the most amazing relationship with God. God loved him. He loved God.But when he sinned against God, he lost all the joy of his life.
We know that David is a man who is a man who is a man who is a man who is a man. But if he has a man who is a man who is a man, when he has a man who is a man, he will lose his life.
Only when David was restored back into a right relationship with God, he was able to have joy in his life again.
When he was restored, David was只有在恢复正常跟上帝关系的时阵，才我得找到真正的喜乐。
Acts 13:52 says, "When all the disciples were filled with Holy Spirit, they were filled with joy."
使徒行传第13:52讲，当学生和圣神充满，就满心欢喜。
Paul says to Church of Thessalonians, "For you are our glory and joy."
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书2:20讲，因为恁是阮的荣光。
Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:4, "As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy."
Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:4,
"You see, all these Bible verses are pointing to relationship with God and relationship with brothers and sisters in the church. True joy is experienced in the community of God's people and with God himself. The second, best kind of joy is unexpected. In today's video, when the drivers were pulled over, what do you think they were expecting from the officers? Maybe a ticket or a heavy fine for violation. That's why police officers usually pull us over, right? But they received exactly opposite of a fine and a ticket. They received a gift instead of punishment. This is unexpected grace. This is surprising joy. And that is the highlight of today's message. When the news anchor asked the Secret Santa what he wants the officers to get out of this, the Secret Santa said, "I want officers to have joy." And that's exactly what they got.
当这个新闻记者在问这个 Secret Santa Claus 的时阵，讲啊，你想要给警察今日得到什么物件？伊讲我是要给这挂警察得到喜乐，哎，真正伊这挂警察拢真正得到喜乐。
Both the officers and the citizens experienced joy of giving and receiving something so unexpected and surprising that even some of the sheriffs were crying with the ladies and they hugged.
咱看到这个警察甲市民拢踢。拢经验到送，甲得到即款个 surprise 个喜乐，甚至即个警察有当时啊，看到伊甲一挂市民拍个时阵，伊也流目屎。
We find similar reaction in today's scripture passage. The shepherds were so surprised by the visit from the angels.
咱今日伫经节内底同款个记载，即个反应，即个牧羊个想要想讲，真惊真 surprise 去见到即挂天使。
When they saw the angels, right away they were fearful. The angels were full of glory, the Bible says. And the angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
天使甲即个牧羊个讲，无得惊，因为我报恁大欢喜个好消息，予百姓拢有份。因为今仔日伫台北个城，已经为着恁生一个拯救个，就是主基督。
Jesus is the best surprise for all humanity. He is the most unexpected gift to you and your neighbors sitting next to you.
耶稣是全人类上好个 surprise， 伊是予你上想袂到个礼物，也是坐伫你边仔即个兄弟姊妹上好个礼物。
Okay, let's turn to each other and say, Jesus is the best surprise gift to you. Go ahead, tell each other, Jesus is the best surprise gift to you. And finally, perfect joy comes only from God through Jesus Christ. My friends and family sitting here today, I hope you believe this truth of the gospel that Jesus is truly the only perfect gift from God to you. You and I and everyone in this church, we want joy in our lives, right? We want so much to experience joy that sometimes it's like finding hidden treasure. But the hidden treasure is found in Jesus Christ. He is not hard to find. You only have to receive Jesus into your heart.
Actually, you know, 接受伊做你心内救主，这就是着这款的。
All you have to do is know that you're a sinner, and that sinner without being reconciled to God cannot experience joy. If you think you have joy without knowing God, that's not true joy, it's false joy. Perfect joy comes from our God through Jesus Christ, being filled with the Holy Spirit, who is a perfect indwelling of joy in our lives. Therefore, I urge you today, ask Jesus to come into your heart, come into your living room, come into your lives, and ask Him to give you the joy of His salvation. When you have relationship with Jesus Christ, that is the beginning and the continuing joy that comes from God alone.
我邀请大家搁一摆伫上帝面前邀请耶稣，耶稣本身进入你的心，互你会使真正得到拯救的喜乐。当你甲耶稣有结连的时阵，你就通永远得到上帝不断不断的喜乐伫你心中。
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
And may the Lord Jesus give you the overflow of joy in your homes today.
希望大家今日有满满的喜乐伫恁全家。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful, surprising, unexpected joy that you give us through your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. And thank you, Lord God, for gathering our families here today, Lord. Father, we want to experience the joy. We want that joy to indwell in our homes, in our hearts, in our relationships between husbands and wives and the children. Lord God, it is not possible without knowing God. It is not possible without knowing Jesus Christ. Therefore, we ask you, Lord, Lord, give us that full experience of your presence, of your Holy Spirit, indwelling in our hearts, in our homes, and in all our relationships, Lord. Surprise us today, Lord, just as you surprised this world 2,000 years ago. Lord, what a surprise. What a surprise that you sent your Son to be like one of us, and he came as a baby, Lord. And thank you for that humility. Thank you for that joy that you have given us. Father God, bless our families today, Lord, so that we may have overflow of joy during this Christmas season. We thank you. We glorify you. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Amen.